Welcome back, deep divers, ready for another fascinating deep dive. Today, we're going to explore a career shift that's, well, it's pretty unexpected.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about Mark Wahlberg,
Mark Wahlberg, huh?
but not the Marky Mark we remember from like the 90s.
Right.
This is Wahlberg, the faith-based film guy.
That's a bit of a turn, isn't it?
It is. I mean, from rapping Good Vibrations
Yeah.
to making movies about priests, it's quite a journey. We're going to be using this great article from Christian Culture News.
Okay.
It really breaks down his whole career, but also his faith. It's pretty fascinating.
So we're looking at like the intersection of Hollywood and faith.
Exactly. And the question is, can a Hollywood star really find success in, well, what some people might call a niche genre?
That's a good question. You know, faith-based films, they get a lot of criticism, right?
Yeah.
For being, too preachy or formulaic.
Right.
But at the same time, there's a growing audience that wants like deeper stories.
So is Wahlberg just riding a wave, or is he trying to actually change things?
Well, I think it's more complicated than that.
Okay.
Remember, Wahlberg's always been kind of a chameleon, right? He moved from music to acting, took on some pretty daring roles.
Boogie Nights. Yeah, early in his career, that was a bold choice.
Right, showed his range. And then working with Scorsese in The Departed,
Oh, yeah.
that really solidified him as a serious actor. So he's not afraid of risk. But here's the thing. It seems like his faith is what's driving this new direction.
The article really gets into that. His Catholic upbringing, it wasn't just surface level for him. He had a tough past, jail time as a teenager.
Wow.
That's when he says his faith really became like a lifeline for him. He credits prayer and his beliefs for turning his life around.
So this isn't just Hollywood image building.
No, this is deep, and that's what makes his commitment to faith-based films so interesting. He's
Right.
not just acting in them,
Yeah.
he's producing them, championing them, putting his money where
He believes in it.
he believes in it, Father Stu.
Oh, yeah.
That's a perfect example. It's not just a lighthearted story about a priest. It deals with some heavy stuff, addiction, forgiveness, finding purpose when life, throws a wrench in things.
And that's where I think he's trying to like raise the bar for faith-based films.
Okay, yeah.
He's not shying away from the complexity of faith. He's showing that these films can be, raw, honest, and make you think.
You mentioned earlier about those criticisms of faith-based films about being preachy. Does Father Stu fall into that trap?
It's a tough line to walk, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think what Wahlberg's doing and what the article highlights is that he's focusing on human stories. Yeah, faith is a big theme,
Right.
but it's not about force-feeding a message. It's about exploring the struggles and victories of people who happen to be driven by their faith.
So it's more about asking questions than giving answers.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what makes it powerful, I think. It invites people to engage, to think about their own beliefs and experiences.
This makes me wonder about like the audience for these films. Is he just preaching to the choir,
Right.
or is there a wider appeal?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. The article talks about this trend of people, even those who aren't super religious, looking for content that explores meaning and purpose.
Oh, interesting.
They want something more than just, mindless entertainment.
But maybe Wahlberg's tapping into something bigger, like a cultural shift.
Maybe. The article definitely suggests that. It makes you think about the role of faith in a world that's becoming more and more secular.
Yeah. And what about the business side of all this? Can a film like Father Stu, with its kind of gritty realism, can it actually compete in Hollywood?
Well, that's where Wahlberg's star power comes in.
Yeah.
He has a built-in audience, and he's using that to bring these stories to more people. It's risky,
Yeah.
but it could ever be groundbreaking.
It's like he's taking his Hollywood success and investing it in a genre that's often ignored.
Yeah.
It's almost like a rebellious act.
I like that, a rebellious act. He's challenging the norms in his career and the kinds of stories Hollywood tells.
This is already way more than just about Mark Wahlberg's movies. We're talking about faith, entertainment, maybe even a cultural awakening.
We are, and we're just getting started.
Right, let's dig deeper into the impact and how people are responding to Wahlberg's faith-based films.
Sounds good to me. Let's take a closer look.
Let's do it. Okay, so we're seeing that this is more than just, a career move from Mark Wahlberg. It's tied into his faith. But what about the actual impact? Are these films connecting with audiences?
Well, the article digs into some audience reactions, and it's really interesting. Father Stu, for instance, got a lot of positive feedback for its honesty. People really related to that raw portrayal of struggle, and redemption.
What about people who aren't religious? Did the film turn them off, or could they still find something in the story?
That's what I found surprising. The article mentions reviews and social media posts from people who went in skeptical, maybe even hesitant about that faith-based label.
Yeah.
But they were moved by the human story at its core.
So it's not about pushing religion, it's about those universal themes that we all connect with.
Exactly. Resilience, forgiveness, finding purpose, those resonate with everyone, whether they're religious or not. And that seems to be where Wahlberg excels. He's willing to tackle tough questions, but he does it through stories about, you know, just being human.
It makes you think about how powerful storytelling is, right? Bridging divides, starting conversations that might not happen otherwise.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's where Wahlberg's films are finding their place. They're not just preaching to the choir.
Right.
They're inviting a wider audience into a conversation about faith and spirituality, but in a way that's authentic and relatable.
This brings up another thing the article touches on, Hollywood's role in shaping these narratives. Do you think studios are starting to see the potential of faith-based films, like beyond just a niche market?
It's a shift, that's for sure. For a long time, faith-based films were kind of stuck in independent productions, smaller releases.
Yeah.
But with stars like Wahlberg getting involved, Hollywood's starting to pay attention.
It makes sense business-wise, right?
Oh, yeah.
If there's an audience out there that wants these stories, why not give them what they want?
And it's not just about box office numbers. Wahlberg's involvement has brought a certain, well, legitimacy to the genre.
Okay.
He's drawing in talented directors, writers, actors who might not have considered faith-based projects before.
So he's lifting up the whole genre, not just his own films.
I think so, yeah. He's showing that these films can be well-made, thought-provoking, and successful commercially. And that creates opportunities for other filmmakers to tell their stories, to explore faith in new ways.
It's like he's making space for a new kind of cinema, one that embraces spirituality but doesn't feel preachy or disconnected.
I like that. That's a great way to put it. And that's where I see the future of faith-based cinema going, finding that balance, being authentic but also accessible, appealing to people who share Wahlberg's beliefs and those who just want a good story that makes them think.
This makes me wonder about the bigger picture. Could this lead to a cultural change? Are we seeing people becoming more interested in spirituality, even as the world seems to be moving away from it?
That's a big question. I don't think there's an easy answer. But the article points out some trends. There's more and more research showing that people are longing for meaning, for a connection to something bigger than themselves.
And maybe these films are giving them a way to find that.
Maybe. It's hard to say for sure, but it's an intriguing possibility. What we're seeing with Wahlberg and this wave of faith-based films could be a sign of a deeper shift in our culture, a yearning for something more than just the material world.
That's a powerful thought. We've talked about the impact, the possibility of cultural change. But what about Wahlberg himself? What's next for him on this faith-based path? The article hints at some interesting things.
Well, there's talk of a potential biopic about a less-known historical figure who lived out their faith in incredible ways. That could be an amazing opportunity to explore faith from a different angle, bring a forgotten story to light.
He could really showcase those unsung heroes of faith.
Exactly. And imagine the collaborations. The article mentions some directors known for their sensitivity and artistry who are interested in working with Wahlberg on faith-based projects.
This could really push the boundaries of the genre.
Oh, absolutely. The potential for innovation and creativity is huge. It's not about rehashing old stories. It's about finding fresh perspectives, engaging with faith in a way that's both meaningful and entertaining.
This deep dive has been really thought-provoking. We've gone from Marky Mark and Good Vibrations to talking about how faith-based cinema is changing and how it might even influence our culture.
It reminds us that even in Hollywood, personal transformations can make a difference.
And that impact can go way beyond the movies. It can spark conversations, challenge our assumptions, maybe even inspire us to look inside and explore our own beliefs.
We've covered a lot of ground, but I feel like there's still so much more to discover.
There always is, and that's what makes it so exciting, right? The journey continues. So as we wrap this up, I want to leave you with this. What stood out to you the most? What questions are you still thinking about? So we've covered a lot about Mark Wahlberg, his career, and, you know, his move into faith-based films. From those early days as a rapper to now with Father Stu, it's pretty clear this isn't just about business for him. It's personal. But I'm left with a question for you as we wrap up.
Okay, shoot.
We talked about how Wahlberg could, like, elevate this genre, make these films more than just niche, you know? But what does success actually look like here? Is it box office, awards, or is it something more?
That's the big question, isn't it? What's interesting is the article kind of hints at this tension within the genre itself.
Oh.
You have this desire to reach a bigger audience, tell stories that connect with, well, everyone, right?
Right.
But then there's the risk of losing the message, watering it down to appeal to to the masses, you know.
So how do you find that balance? Can a faith-based film be both like a hit and stay true to what it's about?
That seems to be what Wahlberg's trying to figure out. He's using his star power to bring attention to these stories, but he's also choosing projects that, well, they go deep. They don't shy away from the struggles and doubts that are part of faith.
Father Stu is a good example of that. It doesn't sugarcoat faith.
Right. It deals with real stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so engaging. It invites you to face those tough questions along with the characters. It doesn't give easy answers, but it starts a conversation.
And maybe that's the real success, right? It's not just about entertainment. It's about making people think and talk about these things.
I think so, yeah. If a film stays with you, if it makes you see the world differently or think about your own beliefs, well, that's powerful.
And that seems to be Wahlberg's goal. He's not just telling stories. He's creating, like, experiences, opportunities to connect, to grow.
And, you know, maybe that's what we need right now. The world feels so divided, so uncertain. Maybe these stories about faith, resilience, searching for meaning, maybe they can give us hope, help us feel connected.
That's a really good point. So it seems like sometimes the most surprising journeys can lead to the most profound discoveries. Mark Wahlberg, from rapper to movie star, is now kind of leading this movement that's changing how we see faith and how it fits into our lives.
And it's only the beginning. I think we'll be talking about Wahlberg and the impact of his films for a long time. It'll be interesting to see where his career goes, what stories he decides to tell.
Well, Deep Divers, this has been a fascinating journey. We've gone from good vibrations to, well, the future of faith-based cinema and how it might actually shape culture. We've explored a lot, but this is really just the start.
Keep digging, keep those questions coming, and keep the conversation going.
Until next time, keep diving deep.